KOME Phyllis Eisley Radio Theater. Here is another in the series of intriguing plays presented by the Radio Theater Group. The title of the play is called A Swell Beginning, and it was written by Don Thompson and Gordon Hughes. A glittering magnet that pulls the ambitions of thousands, that's Hollywood. In our drama, we watch two careers that have been subjected to the overpowering attraction of that magnet. There are Lynn Brooks, a beautiful ingenue, and Bruce Norton, the leading man in a Broadway production. Our opening scene is in the bridal suite of a New York hotel. Lynn and Bruce have just been married. The wedding reception has been a gay and glamorous after-theater party. But now, as the final guests are departing...
Bye! Goodbye! See you next time!
Oh, dear, I'm glad they've gone.
So am I, sweet. And before I do anything else, I'm going to finish what I just started when our guests arrived.
What was that, darling?
Oh, you forgot. I was going to kiss you.
Oh, Bruce. Are you glad we're here? Married and everything?
Of course I'm glad, darling. Why wouldn't I be?
Oh, I don't know. I don't feel at all as I thought I would on my wedding night. I've dreamed of this night for so long. You and me alone together. Then it wasn't at all as I'd dreamed. It was just a room full of noisy people. Writers, actors, and actresses, just as there's been at every party we've attended.
I know, dear, but that's part of our life. You wouldn't want it any other way. Would you, dear?
No, of course not. I love the theater and all it stands for, just as you do. I guess I'm a little silly tonight. I was hurt when you left me to talk to Heloise Clayton. That was silly, wasn't it?
The silliest thing I ever heard of, darling. Heloise is a grand person. Did you know that she was principally responsible for this offer I'm going to get in pictures?
Oh?
Sure thing. She prevailed upon Gold to see the play, and she put in plenty of other plugs, too, I guess.
Well, that's funny. Jerry told me he fixed the whole thing.
Well, you know how an agent is. He'd have to say that to get his 10%.
Bruce, I don't think you're fair to Jerry. He's been responsible for your success, and mine. And don't forget... he brought us together. Why, if it hadn't been for him, we might never have met.
Okay, darling. Let's not quarrel on our wedding night. We're terribly much in love, and what does all this matter anyway? Soon I'll be a star in pictures. Then I'll give you everything you want, sweetheart.
All I'll ever want is you.
Well, I'm right here. Prove it with a kiss.
Hold everything, folks. It's a touching little scene. Oh, it'd make a wow of a close-up in pictures. But right now, break out of it and meet Mr. A.B. Gold of Super Colossal Pictures Incorporated. In the flesh. I corralled him in the sanctity of his boudoir and dragged him here after the others had gone.
Well, won't you come in?
Why, yes, don't knock or ring, Jerry. You're an old friend of the family.
Just walk in. You know how it is. I hate to intrude. Mr. Gold, this is Bruce Norton, the star of Child of the Night. You know, the gent the critics have been praising.
How do you do, Mr. Bruce Norton?
And this is none other than Lynn Brooks, the charming and talented young woman who plays the chief supporting role. And since 11 p.m., Mrs. Bruce Norton.
Support. With such support, no wonder he gets good notices.
Why, thank you, Mr. Gold. I didn't suppose that movie men ever said such nice things.
Oh, we do when we see a potential star. But don't let it go to your head. I said potential.
Then shouldn't you compliment Bruce? It might do you more good.
What do you mean? Don't tell me you're not interested.
Well, of course she's interested. She simply meant that since you happen to want me at the moment, you might delay complimenting her until later.
What?
Now, wait a minute. I guess I'm to blame for this little misunderstanding. Mr. Gold has come here to offer Lynn a contract, starting immediately.
What? Offer
Lynn? Offer me?
Of course. Jerry Lynch, I thought you had this all set. Don't tell me that I have to argue. My time is too valuable. Why should I deal with an agent if I have to argue with actors, too? I've got the contract here made out to Mr. Lynn Brooks. I want it signed and right now.
Now, hold everything, A.B. It'll be signed. I didn't make it clear that you wanted Lynn, that's all. However, folks, that happens to be the dope at the moment. I'll see what I can do for you later, Bruce. Now, Lynn, will you sign here? A.B. wants to get home.
Yes, of course I'll sign, if you think it's all right.
Oh, everything's in order. I've always drawn up your contracts before, haven't I? Okay, sign, please. Here's a pen.
There. There you are.
Thank you, young lady. I'll see you in the office at 9 o'clock in the morning.
And don't be late. Well, good night, folks, and pleasant dreams.
Well, what's happened?
What's happened? You know blamed well what's happened. That cheap chiseling manager of ours has double-crossed me out of a picture contract that I had cinched. And you helped him do it. Don't tell me you didn't know anything about this.
Bruce, don't you dare talk to me that way. I don't know what's going on here. I'm more bewildered than you are. Or there's some mistake. There must be. This can't have happened.
Well, it's happened all right, and you fell for it. Maybe you didn't know anything about it, but you certainly aided and abetted Jerry Lynch in beating me out of my rightful contract. All right. You go to Gold's office in the morning and break that contract.
Oh, Bruce, let's be sensible about this. If I have a picture contract, that thing I just signed, well, maybe it's good enough for both of us. We can go out there, and you're bound to get a test immediately. Why, darling, you're the greatest actor on the stage today. You're bound to be a star.
You mean to tell me you'll take that contract? You mean to tell me you'll go to Hollywood and you'd ask me to go along under those circumstances? You'd ask me to be Mr. Lynn Brooks? I should say not.
That isn't what I mean at all.
Well, that certainly sounds like it to me.
All I mean is, if Hollywood and pictures is our goal, then here's our chance. If it's what we've worked so hard for, what we've dreamed of for years...
What we've worked for? What we've dreamed of? Since when have we been a partnership? I've always been the star, and I'm still the star. Don't forget that.
Is that so? All right, I will take that contract. I wasn't going to unless Gold gave you one, too. But if you're the star, go ahead and be one. I'll be one, too. Go on and star with your Heloise Clayton.
Okay, I'm leaving. I don't know why I ever wanted to marry a bit player when I could have had a leading lady. I'll show you an A.B. Gold and Jerry. Goodbye.
Bruce! Oh, Bruce! Oh, Bruce, I don't want a lousy old picture contract. I just want you. Oh, darn it. This is a perfect wedding night.
Isn't it, Norton?
Turn on the radio, will you?
Turn him on? Oh, but turn him off, because the many times before, you tell him you don't like the noise.
I know, but tonight there's something I want to hear.
Okay. But what's the matter, Mr. Norton? The ravioli, she's no good.
Huh? Oh, yes, it's best ravioli in town, Gus, you know that.
Oh, but you don't know eating.
Well, I guess I'm not hungry.
You'd like me to fix you some nice cappellini or marsala?
Not tonight.
Maybe some chicken a la cocotteur. She's a magnificent. The chicken I'm raising from an egg just to serve my patron.
Well, Gus, I hate to thwart the workings of destiny, but I'm afraid this particular chicken wasn't raised for me. I'm off my feet, I guess.
I don't see you for so long a time, Mr. Norton. The show sheet's not closed.
No, it closes next week. I just haven't been going out much.
And there's so beautiful a young lady, Mr. Brooks. What of her?
I married her.
Oh, congratulations, Mr. Norton. She's just so lovely, so beautiful. What if you'd have married? She should have been here with you.
She left me, Gus. She went to Hollywood.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, but that isn't life. She's making the motion pictures now.
That's why I want to listen to the radio. They're broadcasting the premiere of her first picture tonight.
Okay, I turn him on.
Never mind, I'll do it. I know the station is carrying the program.
And tonight is marked the ascension of another new luminary in the star-studded heavens of Hollywood. The premiere of Love You Forever...
Love You Forever.
...has been one of the biggest successes of the season. A.B. Gold's rare talent for picking star material has again been substantiated. In Miss Lynn Brooks, we venture to predict that he has the find of the century. In Love You Forever, the new star displayed such charm, such talent. But wait a minute, folks. Here comes the young lady herself with her manager, Jerry Lynch. Don't go away. I'll see if I can get her to say a few words. Miss Brooks! Oh, Miss Brooks!
Miss Brooks, may I congratulate you for your marvelous performance?
Thank you.
Will you say a few words over the radio to your public? Right up here, please.
Oh, there isn't much I can say except Thanks for everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Brooks has had a long, hard day with the press. She wishes me as her manager to express her gratitude to all her friends and admirers for their loyalty. And especially to Mr. A.B. Gold, president of Super Colossal Pictures Incorporated, the producer of Love You Forever, whose encouragement and support has been invaluable.
Thank you, Mr. Lynch. And now, folks, here is Mr. A.B. Gold himself. Step up here to the microphone, Mr. Gold.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, I, A.B. Gold, have brought you a new star. One of the most beautiful, the most talented, the most glamorous young lady of the stage in an epic that is the most gigantic, the most colossal, the most heart-rendering you have ever been in.
Here's your car, Lynn. Shall I see you home?
Yes, Jared, please. Jerry, won't you come in for a little while?
Why, of course, if you want me. You were so quiet in the car that I thought maybe...
No, I want to talk to someone.
You've been upset all evening, Lynn. What's troubling you? Bruce?
Yes. I hoped he might be at the premiere tonight, but he didn't even wire.
Oh, Lynn, sweet, forget Bruce. You don't need him now.
But, Jerry, I... We love each other. You don't understand.
Oh, yes, I do, dear. But can't you see, Lynn, that's over now. It's done. It's like a play that's finished. The curtain's rising on a new show.
I'm not sure I like this new show.
Oh, but you will. Don't you realize? You're a star. Your future is assured. Why, with me to guide you, there's no limit to your possibilities. Oh, you're aces now, darling. You're on top of the heap.
Maybe so, Jay. But the top's so lonely without love.
Lynn, sweetheart. There's something I've wanted to tell you for a long time.
No, Jerry, please. Not now.
Okay, darling, but that's the way it's been ever since you first came into my office. A timid little ingenue from the sticks.
And you got me my first part on Broadway. Oh, I must have been terrible in that part.
Oh, you were sweet, darling, just as you are now.
I didn't even know how to dress. Oh, those terrible clothes. And I couldn't even walk across the stage. Montague Flynn wanted to fire me the first day of rehearsal, but you talked him out of it. Oh, Jerry, I owe so much to you.
Oh, you don't owe me anything. I'm a theatrical manager. It's my business to bill stars for 10% of their salaries. Oh, but Lynn... Lynn, darling, I want more. 10% isn't anything. I want you. For always. Won't you marry me?
Jerry, please.
Think of the commissions you'll save if your manager is your husband.
Oh, Jerry, you're silly. Don't you see? I'm still married to Bruce.
But surely after the way he's treated you...
You don't understand, Bruce.
Oh, yes, I do. I was his manager too, remember? Till he got sore and jealous of your opportunity and tore up his contract with me. I might have got him a picture break later if he hadn't quit. Oh, that's Bruce all over, Lynn. A quitter, a braggart, an egotistical loudmouth scenery chewer.
Jerry, an actor's ego is his stock in trade. He has to believe in himself to succeed.
But not to the extent that he walks out on his wife and his friends. Oh, darling, divorce, Bruce. Marry me. I love you. Together there isn't anything we couldn't do.
Jerry, you're sweet. You've looked after me as an older brother might. I do owe you a lot. Please go now, Jerry. I'm all mixed up. I can't think.
Okay, darling. And you need to get to sleep. We start that new picture tomorrow. A.B. wants to get it out as soon as possible so as to cash in on Love You Forever's ballyhoo. Remember, on the set at 9 sharp tomorrow. A.B. has a fit if anyone's late.
Yes, I'll remember.
Quiet on stage 6.
Quiet on stage 6. Quiet on stage 6.
We're rolling. We're rolling.
Quiet.
Where's Lynn Brooks?
On the set, I suppose.
She ain't on the set.
Well, try our apartment. We're busy here.
I tried your apartment. I called 3 times.
Now, go away, A.B. You just pay my salary. I'm creating. Isn't it enough that I have to put words in your player's mouth? I'd have trying to find the mouth to say the words.
I tell you, she ain't here.
Who isn't, A.B.?
Lynn Brooks, that's who ain't. She ain't on the lot, and already it's 10:30, and it costs me thousands of dollars an hour. Where is she?
Well, something must have happened to her. She told me last night she'd be here at 9.
Something's going to happen to her. I won't have it. These actresses, they always go high hat. I pick a nobody,
a non-entity.
You said it, and I spent $500,000 making her a star, and she holds up productions.
But did you call her apartment?
Did I call her apartment? He asked me. Did I call her apartment? 6 times I called her apartment. My secretary's still calling her apartment.
He called her apartment.
I tell you, I won't have it.
Well, she must be ill.
Yeah, probably a bad case of temperament. Maybe she had to go to Palm Springs to recuperate.
Temperament bad. Temper, I call it. They call it T-E-M-P-E-R, but I spell it T-E-M-P-A-R.
E-R.
Huh?
They spell it T-E-M-P-E-R.
Spelling lessons he gives me while a cast of 6,000 extras are eating the head.
It ain't lunchtime yet.
I don't care if it ain't breakfast time. Get Lynn Brooks. Get her here, Jerry Lynch. You're her manager. You get her here in 30 minutes or she's through in pictures. I'll blacklist her on every lot in Hollywood. I'll keep her out of pictures in every country.
Including the Scandinavian?
Including... There.
You know, Jerry, Lynn doesn't strike me as a gal who'd pull that temperament stuff. What do you suppose happened to her?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out. What she's done. Lynn! Hey, Lynn, open up! Oh, nuts. I'll get in if I have to break the door down. Hey, Lynn! Open this door up or I'll break it in. All right. I broke it in. Hey, Lynn! Lynn, where are you?
Jerry, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? You mean, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be on the lot right now working on a picture.
Well, I'm not.
Hey, what is this? All these bags. What goes on here?
If you stop yelling like a madman for a moment, I'll explain.
Yeah, this'll take plenty of explaining. A.B. has practically fired you. We'll have a swell time trying to alibi out of this.
We won't have to alibi anything. He's not firing me. I've already quit.
What?
Oh, Jerry, I'm sorry. But I can't go on. You know what we talked about last night?
Oh, I see. You mean Bruce?
Yes, Jerry. I can't go on without him. I hardly slept a wink last night. After you left, I had the whole thing out with myself, and I've decided that Bruce was no more to blame than I was.
You wouldn't say that. But I think differently. Here you're washing yourself up in pictures, on the stage, everything, just on the chance that that second-rate actor, who probably never loved you in the first place, will take you back.
Jerry, I won't listen to that again, no. I listened last night, and now you're going to listen to me. Now, I was going to leave a note explaining everything and asking you to do me a favor. You caught me before I could get away. Well, perhaps it's better this way.
Wait a minute. What way?
Ah, listen, please. I'm trying to tell you. First of all, I want to tell you that, well, I think you're just about the grandest person I've ever known. But, well, I just don't love you, Jerry.
Yeah. I get it. I guess I never really thought you would.
I wish I did, Jerry. Really, I do. Make everything so much simpler for everyone. Oh, I'm not at all sure I'm doing the right thing. But I've got to try, Jerry. I'd never be satisfied or happy if I did differently.
Okay, baby. I'm for you. It's easy enough to see how I don't fit into this picture, but you'd better tell me just how I do fit in.
I honestly believe that Bruce and I can be happy once Bruce's ego is built up again. You know, it isn't fair to believe that any actor could take the blow that he did and not be changed. If I hadn't packed and left the hotel that night, he'd have come back. We'd still be together now, and eventually Hollywood would have come to Bruce. You know that as well as I do, Jerry. Whatever else you may think of Bruce, you do know that he's the greatest actor you've ever had under your management.
Yeah? So what? You want me to sign him to another contract after he turned up the one he had?
Yes.
And then, I suppose, steer him into pictures.
That's just what I want you to do.
Listen, Lynn, you know I'd do anything for you. But this is impossible.
No, it isn't.
Okay, then. You tell me.
Well, here's the first step. I'm dropping out of sight, going back to New York. I won't see Bruce. Child of the Night closes next week. Then you step in with a picture contract for him.
Of course. That's simple. Sell Bruce to A.B. after his wife has just walked out on the contract.
Oh, Jerry, you can do it. Sell him the whole play. Make a swell picture anyway.
Yeah. Well, it might at that.
Oh, Jerry, I knew it. I knew it.
Well, I haven't done it yet.
I know, but you will. You can't miss. Then, after Bruce is a success in pictures, he and I can meet on equal terms. Oh, I know he loves me, Jerry, just as I love him. Our love was too big to be tossed away on a whim, a fancy, an outburst of temperament. Maybe it was just plain temper. Anyway, it was a trick fate played against both of us. And all I want is one last chance. I can't do anything until I've had a try at getting him back.
Lynn, I've never seen you more beautiful or more sincere.
I do want that last chance, Jerry. And I need your help. Need it dreadfully. Will you, Jerry? For me?
Okay. For you. I don't believe in it, but I'll do it. And you know why.
Yes, Jerry. I know why. And I'll never forget it as long as I live. Because, you see, if nothing else, I do know how it feels to love someone you can't have. We have that in common.
Sit down, Jerry, sit down. Have a cigar?
Thanks. Nice aroma.
Mm.
Well, what did I tell you, A.B.? Child of the Night made a great picture, and Bruce Norton was swell in it. Someday you'll learn that Jerry Lynch knows he's starring material.
Sure, sure. Norton was colossal, but look what I got saddled with when I hired him. At Heloise Clayton, fooey.
Oh, you forget, A.B., my lad. Clayton was your idea. I sold you Norton, but you said you'd only take him if you could get both stars of the show.
Give me back that cigar.
Oh, now, A.B., is that gratitude? After all the work I had getting Bruce to sign, he was sore at me and he was sore at you. I had a sweet time winning him over. After all, you've got a star worth millions to you. Pay Clayton's salary for 2 more months and then forget to take up her option.
Oh, it ain't that, Jerry. What do I care for salary? What do I care if I had to take her out of pictures and put in Ethel Torrance? But for one picture only could I borrow Torrance. Now I got nobody to play opposite Norton in his next picture.
And that's just what I came to see you about.
Oh.
I know just the woman to play opposite Bruce.
Who?
Lynn Brooks.
Lynn Brooks! Lynn Brooks! That sit down, walk out, striker. Get out of my office, Jerry Lynch. Get out of my office.
Now, wait a minute, A.B. Lynn Brooks made you money and love you forever, didn't she?
Sure, sure. And I have to shelve production on her next picture because she quizzed me. No, sir, she threw in pictures.
All right, calm down. Calm down, A.B., and let me talk.
All right, go ahead. But your words cost me money.
They'll make you money. Bruce Norton is a hit. Lynn Brooks was a hit. Bring them together and you'll have a double hit. A super, super colossal, colossal.
So you say, but I tell you...
Have you forgotten who Lynn Brooks is?
Can I forget who Lynn Brooks... I ask you, can I forget an actress who walks out on a picture when I got 6,000 extras on the set and they don't tell me till after lunch? I should buy 6,000 nuts.
Oh, now, A.B., please, please. A.B., Lynn Brooks is Bruce Norton's wife.
Huh?
Don't you remember? You met them together in New York on their wedding night. Can't you see it in lights, A.B.? A.B. Gold presents Bruce Norton and Lynn Brooks, the greatest lovers of the century, on stage and off in true love reunited.
Sure, Jerry, sure. Separated by destiny, they meet again in the greatest... The greatest love story of all time.
That's it, that's it.
Jerry, where is Lynn Brooks?
In New York.
Well, what are we waiting for? Come on, you're going with me.
Where are we going?
To New York. Bruce Norton's there too on a vacation. We got to sign books to Lynn Brooks to star with him in a true love reunited. Oh, it's unnatural. I knew I'd think of something.
I told you, and I'll tell you again, I will not play with Lynn Brooks.
Why not? Afraid she'll steal the show?
Steal the show? Fat chance she'd have. I'm a star.
Yeah? Well, don't forget it was Lynn who got the first crack at Hollywood.
Well, I'd rather not be reminded of that. That's what broke us up.
And now I'm doing my best to bring you back together.
I've had enough of this. I'm in pictures. I'm under your personal management again. I'm making good. Okay, that's as far as I go. I'm asking you now, please don't mention my wife's name to me again, or I won't be responsible for what I do.
I'm doing this against my will, but I made a promise, and I'm going to go through with it. I want you to play in a picture with Lynn Brooks.
All right, you're asking for it. I won't do it, and here's the reason. I was in love with Lynn. I married her. I'm still in love with her, so help me. I wish I weren't after the fool she made of me. And it was you who engineered the whole dirty business.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I didn't trick you. I didn't know Gold wanted her instead of you until I went to his room that night I brought him here.
All right, that's what you say. I happen to think differently. And furthermore, you've been making a play for her ever since I've known her. She's in love with you now. Aren't you satisfied? And I've got a good mind to mess up that homely puss of yours.
Oh, so that's what's wrong with you. You think Lynn is in love with me? Well, she's not. And I don't mind telling you that it's not because I haven't tried. I'm in love with Lynn. The only difference between you and me is, if we could swap places, I'd win her back if I had to crawl to her on my hands and knees. She loves you. I don't know why, but she does. And if you'll stop being a heel and listen to reason, you can have her back.
You mean Lynn still loves me? Listen to reason?
That's what I'm telling you of your...
What do you mean, listen to reason? Why, you poor fool, I'd do anything to win her back if I thought I had a chance. Pictures, stardom, I'd toss it all out the window if I could only hold Lynn in my arms again.
Okay, prove it.
Hey, Lynn! Lynn, come in here, will you? Here's a gent who'd like to renew acquaintances.
Ruth!
Lynn.
Well, Jerry, you put it over. True love reunited. It's unnatural.
Sure, A.B. Can't you see it in life?
Oh, isn't it wonderful, darling?
Yes, sweet. Co-starring Lynn Brooks and Bruce Norton in True Love Reunited.
No, Bruce. You're the star. My star. It should read Bruce Norton in True Love Reunited with Lynn Brooks.
Come on, A.B. There's our happy ending.
Yeah, to me it looks like a swell beginning.
The curtain closes, and we leave you with pleasant thoughts of another production by the KOME Phyllis Eisley Radio Players. This is the concluding play in the series presented by the Radio Theater. We sincerely hope that you have enjoyed these six plays as much as the players have enjoyed presenting them for you. Today's play was written by Don Thompson and Gordon Hughes and was entitled A Swell Beginning. The characters were as follows: Lynn Brooks, Phyllis Eisley; Bruce Norton, Bob Walker; Jerry Lynch, played by Ben Henneke; A.B. Gall, played by Arthur Phillips; and Gus, by Guy Hall. This is Alfred Hunter expressing the wishes of the cast, and Bob Latting, the producer of these series of plays, in saying that they thank each and every one of you for listening to this and past programs, and thanking you also for the many kind and generous compliments that you have offered. For the best in radio entertainment, keep your dial tuned to KOME covers Oklahoma's Magic Empire with studios in the Radio Building, 9th and Boston in Tulsa.